You're listening to the Next Round Podcast with James T. Kaiser, the gaming beast and critical failure.
Dicks.
Okay, welcome, fellow beasts.
Yoni Pie!
Jeez.
Like, now you definitely have to censor that.
I don't care. Welcome to a Next Round Podcast with your hosts, your one and only gaming beast, Retro Kaiser, and Six Health of Fury, a.k.a. Alex Mingel. How are you doing, guys?
Flaming.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty peachy right now. I just played some Pixel Puzzles 2 Birds, which I'll talk about a bit later.
Okay. Before we really get into it, I'm just going to get out this way a tradition that we can thank to Critical Failure, who couldn't make it to this podcast, sadly. Here's a little shout-out for you. The little video game name generator for the title. One generation, no matter what it is. Rushing Punching Freak. There we go. This is basically Retro Kaiser the game. The subtitle is Rushing Punching Freak.
Right. It sounds like the alternate title for Running Battle, honestly.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, I can imagine this is a game that's purely meant to be like made for green steam light, you know, Steam Greenlight, you know.
Yes,
I love it.
Rushing Punching Freak. So now we got that out of the way. What have you guys been up to in recent times?
Sleeping.
Well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us about your crazy dreams, Kaiser?
They weren't really that crazy. I was just sitting down in the business room, just doing business.
Business.
Serious business.
Okay, so I was alluding to more like video game related stuff, for example.
What have I been doing in the video game related thing? I'll let Swingle go first, because, you know, that's the rule. Swingle always goes first.
Well, you mean, at the end we'll do the Kaiser Report, you know, that's like a segment.
Yeah, I think that's the real answer, is that you take a long time if you want to describe all your games.
Yeah.
Well, I am a reviewer. Hey, at least I have been. At least I've been what? Where was I going with that insult? I don't know.
I really don't know why there would be an insult to begin with.
Wanted to say at least you have been reviewing and we not? Is that what you wanted to say? That is actually true. That's not really an insult. My last review was the Lionheart one.
Lion Gate.
There we go. No, the Lionheart one, which has been a while. And Swingles was. I mean, Swingles not. I mean, he actually the board games. He did do the board reviews, which has been, you know. I actually want to watch today, so. I rewatched the one with about the greatest popcorn, and I enjoyed watching that again.
Yeah, it will definitely be a series I continue well into the future of the most superior blank in an RPG.
There we go. I want to actually have like a situation where we have popcorn in the game. So that is something, a cool idea.
Thanks.
Well, in Gary's mod, in the movie game, where it's not a game actually, it's more like, you know, it's like a digital. A place you kind of control like a FPS, but it's a movie theater and you can watch videos together, so it's not a game, but it's pretty cool. And there you can throw popcorn, but it's like, I don't know, it's cool.
And Gary's mod cinema mode.
Cinema
it's
mode.
It's always the thing that I found out from my experience from that, it's always boring going to the big screen, so people are just watching the stuff that's, you know, popular on YouTube that people have already watched over and over again. What I like is going to those small hidden rooms where people just sit around and watch Space Ghost or something like that, just old TV shows.
Yep. I don't know, it would be kind of cool to have a server like that, but it's probably too. Only the mega nerds know how to do these servers, you know?
Yeah. I got a question. Why isn't there any Mystery Science Theater 3000 skins for that mode?
I think because most fans who are that age would be old enough to know that show. Although I don't know, younger people like that show too. So I think it's just a lot of work, and the only ones who are willing to do that are not m might not be into MST3K. I really, that's honestly when I think about it, Kaiser, there should be really a level of the satellite of love. And I always imagine, you know how it looks basically, if, I mean, if you don't see the complete ship, it looks like a dick, and that was the idea, but then the other side has the two balls, now it looks like a dog bone, you know? So I imagine on one side, they have basically their living quarters and where they talk to the scientists, you know? And then, you know how, it, when they do the countdown, that's actually where they go through, that's the long corridor, right? And on the other end is the movie theater. That's how the level should be. You know.
Definitely. And the characters, you know, would be like the robots as
But
whatnot.
like Crow and Cambot and
Yeah.
not
Oh,
Servo. Crow.
I was watching Futurama and I noticed they did a Mystery Science Theater the 3000 gag, which I never noticed before. It was Bender yelling obnoxiously in the theater. Then it's the two robots from Mystery Science Theater, like the shadows of them, just looking at him like, "Shh, we're trying to watch the
Yeah, I
movie."
remember that. That was a good cameo. They have some. They had also some D&D cameos. I remember, like,
The
they need
behemoth, not the
Be
behemoth, the
Beholder.
boulder.
Well, they had to break into a jail, and the Beholder was there sleeping.
It
And
wasn't a jail, it was the tax department.
yeah, but then he basically said, "Please don't say tell my superior that I was sleeping on the job." And I was like, "Yes, this should happen in a D&D game." In a D&D game, people should be breaking into a tax department that is guarded by a beholder. Oh. The boss is, of course, a dragon, of course. So. Because only a dragon could
Another
be the boss of a.
great Futurama quote.
Well, because
So
think
it's
about it,
classic.
you know, what's the dragon horde? You know, how does the dragon horde come? Does the dragon actually literally go there and steal all the gold? No, he's way too lazy for that. He can just threaten the people to pay taxes and bring it there. So. He's the ultimate, the head of the tax man, you know.
As I was getting to, that just reminds me of another classic Futurama quote. So it's come to this: Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, there was a whole when they did a whole they had like a whole season where it was like one big episode. They had one episode in there which was all D&D themed. And I remember there was one episode that I had Guy Gax and Al Gore as guests, and at one point the universe ended, and they just were in the void, and they said, "Huh, the universe is gone. So what do we do now? We can play D&D," and then Al Gore says, "I'm a level 10 president," or some shit like that.
Who wants to play Dungeons and Dragons for the next gajillion years?
Yep. Of course it would. Of course, if it would be a role-playing game for a gajillion years for Swingle, it would have to be Ingeniero. Swingle?
Man.
Oh, okay. Oh, he'll be right back. Right, I'm just reading the message. And anyway,
Imagine
so
playing. I
yeah.
said, like, imagine playing Fatal for a gajillion years.
Well, Fado is actually not bad. I mean, and after a gajillion years, you would get that shit down, you know. You'd probably rewrite the rules anyway, you know, eventually. I mean, in a gajillion years, you would have, we could have all the books we could play through and the expansions, and then we would make our.
Oh, you're cutting out, Sean. Yep, Sean just cut out.
I'm here, I'm here. I just, of course, I sat on my mute button. It's typical.
Oh, okay. Ew, you scared me there.
It's classic Dropgar right there, right here in the Next Round podcast. What I
Yep,
want,
that's
what?
our Sean.
There he's a, there we go. Swingle's back. Swingle is back, and he's.
Hey,
Anyway,
where's my food? Anyways, continue.
so let's talk about what games we've been playing. So let's get down to brass tacks before we go into the bundle report, because we have the two bundle, we have the bundle Pope and the bundle Head of Inquisition here. So.
Okay.
No one expects the Bundle Inquisition.
Yeah. So, yesterday. Played some Counter-Strike Global Offensive with Sean. That was good times. Durapkasan.
And CF. CF2.
How offensive was it?
It was very offensive to my senses. Because I said this in my little Steam review thing, and of course, you know, not everyone reads my Steam profile, so it's okay for me to say this. That it has the same problems that every version of Counter-Strike had, which is the AK-47 is the most ridiculous gun. Well, the second most ridiculous gun, because the auto snipers are for being overpowered. If you get used to the concept of standing still when you fire, which is what you're supposed to do in Counter-Strike, is you can pull headshots much easier. And they increase the head size reticule for headshot for the head in all versions of Source and Global Offensive. The original, the headshots were much harder to pull off.
Yeah, I remember. Like, when people were doing headshots in the original, they were not hacksing, bro. They were like they were really good at the game usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when Counter-Strike becomes the point and click adventure, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, we did pretty good. The Royal Wii won a match and then lost two. And the ones that we've lost were terra bad.
I didn't play in every match that you played with CF, but I do remember the last two I played, which were like just dismal. I had like one kill in it, and even from, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not really that good in Counter Strike, but I am better. But I think clearly the other guys were just better skilled. I don't think they were hacking. I think they were just better.
Well, most of them were using ops and auto snipers throughout majority of the fight.
Yeah.
So it's I don't really want to say it's a really measurement of skill with those kind of guns. And plus it was Dust 2. So Dust 2 with auto snipers, especially for CT, requires almost no effort.
Yeah, maybe you're right, but still technically they weren't cheating. They just were, you know.
They were just using the better weapons.
They were power gaming in a video game, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, so we did play some of that. I played some. Let's see here. What's on my list? Because, oh yeah, me and Jarovka there. We played some mini rotor racing. At least attempted to play multiplayer. And I wanted to bring that up because it looks really fun so far. The driving controls are very wonky, but it's like wonky in a comical way, where it's not. Not all the vehicles have responsive controls when turning.
Some are more better, but they have also different stats.
Yeah, so, they have like 10 different vehicles, I think.
And for the top-down racing genre, this is actually not a bad example. It plays pretty well. The only thing that bugged me is that multiplayer just didn't work at all. And this has apparently officially Steam integrated multiplayer, but for some reason it didn't work. And I checked the community forum posts and everything, and we haven't been the only ones that had that problem. So maybe it's something to do with one of the operating systems, or they updated the game or something. And I think this is a game where only few people are working on it, you know?
I honestly think it's abandoned at this point. How often I see it in bundles.
Yeah,
I think it's abandoned.
It's what would be this called? Bundle fodder, bundle trash, bundle filler. And we need to figure out a name for these kind of games that are like there's this one where you play a ball, and it's a side scroller, and you can get new abilities. It's actually not a bad game, I think. I mean, I didn't play it much. Night Sky.
There are a lot of games that you are in the shape of a ball and it's a side scroller. I mean, there's like Glue. Hey.
Night Sky. That's the game I'm thinking.
Heck, I'm reviewing a game right now where you play as a ball, and which I'll bring up later in the game. I mean, the podcast.
You know, the truth is, people like playing with balls. You know,
a lot of ball talk.
Especially balls with cartoony eyeballs attached to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like the '90s all over again.
Yeah,
everything's like remember the Scotch. I think they're like, it's like Oshkosh. There's like these little rubber balls. They had the googly eyes on them.
There's also like the monster balls. The monster balls. You remember those? There was these.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was these. There was the mad balls. And the weirdest thing is the mad balls, apparently, they had a comic book crossover with the Care Bears for some reason. Because for some reason they thought, and it's it the cover looked kind of terrifying. It's like the Care Bears being chased by the Mad Balls, and I'm like, this is probably the craziest acid trip, pretty much. You know, I need to read that.
Mad Balls has had a video game based on
like that crossover was listed as one of the weirdest crossovers ever in comic books, including the one with Archie and the Punisher. And now they're doing, what is it, Predator meets Archie, or Predator, Archie versus Predator, or some shit like that. And I'm like, yes, the Predator needs now to fight Archie. Yeah.
And then final game that I'll mention, because there's some games, but these are ones of the notable ones, was that I played Hunters of the Dead. And that one is a in the vein of Plants vs. Zombies. The only issue that I had with it is that in order to play like basically the real version of the game, you need a grind for about 3 hours to get all the stuff that's required.
Right.
So it's a game that takes maybe 20 minutes to actually play, but in order for you to get all the money that you need to upgrade your stuff so that way you have better things when you, because it's a game that has upgrades after you die.
Yeah.
And overall, it's actually pretty enjoyable once everything's unlocked. Once, when it's not unlocked, it's just, all right, oh, I'm going to be facing my first opponent, and I have 3 lives, and I'm dead in the first round without even trying. Or, I get lucky and I do succeed.
It's so there's a lot of those moments. Mercenary shrink ray moments, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mercenary shrink ray moments. Duke Nukem for the win. But once you get everything unlocked, it's actually a fun game, because once you unlock everything, it's actually possible to beat the game. when you don't unlock everything already, it's practically impossible, pretty much. I've never seen anybody
that,
win.
That grinding element sounds like Words for Evil all over again, which is one of the reasons why what ruined the game for me. The other reason is the controls are way too clunky for PC. As a smartphone game, Words for Evil would be a lot better, but not as a PC game.
What kind of game is Words for Evil?
It's a puzzle game. You know, like Boggle? Where you have to find words?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like that, Boggle.
Okay. So, Swingle, the game you're talking about, what is it again? High School? It's
High School of the Dead? Sure.
High School of the Dead, right? Is that
it's Hunters of the Dead, Sean. High School of the Dead is an anime.
Yes. Okay, Hunters of the Dead. So is that like a RPG then, or is it more of an action game?
It's like Plants vs. Zombies. You put the units
enough.
Monsters come.
Yeah, it's the whole like lane fighter, I guess, lane strategy game.
Yeah, I mean, they did add some things that were pretty unique to it that I enjoyed greatly. Like the heroes have an ability point feature throughout the entire thing of the game. Every time you use them, they use up 2 action points. And then if you wanted to move them on the battlefield, on the grid, then that costs 1 ability point. And, they have a maximum amount they have at once, and then you have to have them rest to regain their action points.
That's so a little you bit have like to... Rifts.
There we go.
So yeah, you have to actually. That's what I'm saying. There are strategy moments and stuff like that. And each action you, each turn you select a tile on the main map, and the tile that you select will determine like any type of random stuff. Like there's a hospital where your units get healed in case they were attacked during the fights. There's ones where that literally just give you action points back. Like if you go like to a tavern, you can get your action points back that way instantly. And those are rare for them to come across the screen.
Basically, you go to a tavern and you go to the prostitute and you get some action and then you get the points back.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
obvious.
Yep. So as I said, sounds like riffs.
That sounds like Zelda too, which is like when you.
But you see what I'm saying though, guys. Where there's like, you know, there's a level of strategy right there where there is a lot of cool things going on. It's just you have to grind a lot to make it actually playable because it
Speaking
is fucking.
Speaking of
ridiculous.
Grinding and unlocking, I'll use that as a segment. Unless you still want to talk, Swingle.
That's it.
I'm gonna put this a second to the game that I've enjoyed the fuck out of, and it has become actually. I used one of the pictures as my background, and that is also a game that Kaiser has been enjoying, and that is Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yes!
And that game is fucking awesome, and it's very it's very awesomely 80s. It's actually, technically, if you want to be super-duper technical, nerdy about it, it's a mod for Far Cry 3. They basically use the engine. You're still on an island, but it's like a crazy kind of. They combine every 80s and 90s, like up to mid 90s action movie trope, including references to Terminator, Predator, Michael Biehn, who played Kyle Reese in the Terminator movie, and Corporal Hicks in Aliens. He voiced the main character, who is, what is it, Colt Power, what is it? Sergeant Colt Power Steel, something like that, like absolute like action hero name, and I enjoyed it a lot because it's actually a lot like the RPG I'm developing, pen and paper RPG action hero fighter. Like this is how I imagine action hero fighter at its best, basically. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I find that actually, the game is really fun. There's the way how they do cutscenes is just like pictures basically, but they're hilarious, you know. And they are drawn in kind of a 16-bit Super Nintendo kind of style.
Actually, they remind me of old PC games from the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, and they have kind
except
of
except with less animation.
Super VGA. Well, the animation again, they did it because I'm pretty sure this game was made on a budget. So if they could have, like, ideally, if they ever do a second part, they should do the cutscenes, like the you know, like with video, you know.
Yep, like Wing Commander.
Like Wing Commander or the old Command and Conquer games or all those, you know. So okay, wait. Okay, Swingle is gonna be back. I don't have much to talk
like,
about.
You didn't even have to mention that, Sean.
Well, I'm mentioning it because we are here transparent on the Next Round podcast. I'm just kidding. Anyway. So, I find it... I played the game through. It's not a long game. Like, what I checked on... There's a good website where you can check how long a game needs to be beaten. I put in 16 hours, so it's pretty correct what they say because you can finish the main storyline in 4 hours, and if you want to beat it apparently completely... With all the side quests and everything unlocked, they say about 9 to 10 hours, and I did 16. But I have enjoyed it a lot, you know. And there were some really cool moments, and I will definitely not spoil them here because I want you guys to play the game. And it's basically there's so many cool references, and they. The guys who made it had really a love for these kind of movies. I mean, they make also fun of it, but they clearly also love it. It's kind of like this is the closest thing they can do to their perfect 80s action movie, you know? And it's fun. Like, it's really fun. I mean, again, it's the same kind of combat engine. You can still do the takedowns like in Far Cry 3 with the sneaking up into enemies and then, you know, you can rush them with the knife and then you can do the different takedowns. The one, well, there was the one in Far Cry 3 where you do the takedown and then you can pull out one of their knives and like throw the knife at another enemy who's close. Here instead, what you do, you throw like a neon shuriken, which is awesome, like and shit like that. So it's really cool stuff. The pistol is literally the pistol from RoboCop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you look like
obligatory RoboCop reference.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. And so on. Yeah, Kaiser?
I just said obligatory RoboCop reference.
Yep, yep. So, And Kaiser, you were playing it too, and I think.
Yep, I'm currently 4 hours in. Like, I'm not that far into the story because most of those 4 hours was just me letting the game run, getting all the trading cards.
Of course, of course. Even this game, you have to farm. Like, you could have. I think this is a game. I think you want to legitimately play through. I think you could have. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I actually got this game at quite a ridiculous price, actually, is when they did like the Far Cry bundle
Yeah,
last
that's.
year, where you got like Far Cry 1, 2, 3, and Blood Rain for like $10 or something like that, something ridiculous.
Yeah, I've gotten
Was it
that
10 or
too.
was it 15? It
I
was
got
one of
it
the
in the
two.
bundle too, and I think Swingle, you're back. Oh no, okay.
I've been back, Sean.
Okay,
That's why I
Swingle,
was like, you should probably cut that part, but
what is your thought about Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon? Because I know you have at least one thought.
Blood Dragon is a game that's actually the best version of Far Cry 3 as a
Yep,
whole.
yep.
And Far Cry 3 itself is a piece of doo-doo shit.
I will
One
say
thing.
this with what I wanted to record to recommend to Kaiser, is since you couldn't run Far Cry 3, this is like don't even bother really playing that, you know, because Blood Dragon is the superior version.
Like, I mainly got the bundle for Blood Dragon anyway. It's just like the price it was, I might as well just get the bundle because the thing that was ridiculous about that sale was you can either get Far Cry Blood Dragon for like $7 or Far Cry 3 for like $10, or you can just get the bundle which has 1, 2, 3, and Blood Dragon in it for like $10. It's just like, why would people buy that game separately?
Well, maybe some people just want to have certain games and I don't want the other game, you know? It just.
Yep. I
Yeah,
know a lot
that's
of people
true.
who bitch about video game bundles, like, on the Humble Bundle and stuff. It's like, I don't want this. It's like, well, think
Give the.
about it this way. How much does it cost by itself?
I
Just
think.
pay the extra,
I
you know?
think, honestly, this is definitely first world problems because, honestly, if I was a kid back in the day and somebody would say to me, oh, you can get all these video games for $1 or less. I would have been like, I wouldn't even think, I wouldn't even care what video games they were. Because that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Video games back in the day, they were fucking expensive. And like you, I we didn't get video games that often. Like me and my brother, I remember it quite detailed when we were in the video game store and we were deciding, we just got our new PC and we were deciding what game to buy. And oh my God, was that regretful? Because we were deciding between Diablo, which just came out. And what is it? Dragon Lore or I think Dragon Lore 2. And
Dragon Lore Z.
Dragon Lore 2 was is this kind of. It was funny because we decided for Dragon Lore because we knew that oh if my mom sees like a game with Diablo with a creepy devil on it like she's not gonna approve at all. But I guess the dragon is still okay. And honestly, it wasn't a good game. It's a weird. It was a weird game. Like, it looked really cool. Like, it was a game that I really wanted to like. But, like, this would have been, like, the pre-first person fantasy RPG epic that I wanted. And it starts out really cool. Like, you're like a knight, a dragon knight, and you're about to go to a tourney. And because this is, like, the second game. But the thing is, it looked amazing at the time, but only because it was, like, pre-rendered graphics, you know? So. When you moved in a specific like a rail, you know, and then you were at the next location. So it was technically it worked kind of like a adventure game, but you had also points where you actually did fight and you could actually choose your weapons. And the thing was about the game, it started off, right? And you fly to the castle. And then you crash. Then there's some fireballs. Somebody shoots some fireballs at your dragon, and your dragon dies. And you survive. And then you're in the woods, and you have to go through the woods. And at first we didn't get through. Then there's a part where goblins can trap you. And then there's some monsters you can fight. And I always liked that part because finally I can fight. And then I actually did manage. Me and my brother didn't manage to get to the castle, but it was a 3 CD game. And when we put the second CD in, it just always froze. It always fucked up. So I never got further in this game, so it was frustrating. And I actually paid money for this, you know. They have released Dragon Lore 1, and I actually I think I have it or I think I want to get it because, oh yeah, I have it. I have it. And because I actually want to give it another try. I mean, the graphics are super dated, pre-rendered stuff. But I want to say that I played it through, you know, because this was like one of these early titles where you had, they didn't have like full true 3D yet completely figured out. And they experimented, so this is definitely something I want to play. So that was, although I don't know why I went there, but anyway, so the bundles, right? So the fact that you have bundles at this price is amazing still to my point. But yes, there's a lot of bundle fodder in there, but I always say I will give a game a chance, you know. And that's why I want to actually announce a little. We have tried this before, but I want to give it another shot, okay? Because I'm kind of hoping we can do this podcast at least monthly, or even maybe every 2 weeks, but at least monthly, one podcast.
Depends on if I can get up early or not. That's what it goes down to.
Okay, so
get it up early.
Get it up early. Yep, morning wood. Which is also a cool band, by the way. Or it was at one point.
And a good Robot Chicken skit.
Yeah.
I actually
met the singer Chantal in LA in an LA bar, you know. And it was pretty cool, actually. It's one of the only celebrities I actually had the guts to go there, and I actually asked her if she was that, you know, because I was really into the band, and she's actually really cool. So, anyway, that's neither here nor there. I wanted to do a little thing. The other game, of course, I've been playing Skyrim, and I've been playing a game called Dead Knot, which is pretty sweet from the guys from Zaphod's Diaries. But it's like it's more of a real time game where you have to. It's kind of like Space Hulk, where you have to go and explore these ancient spaceship ruins, and you with your team you're trying to get like new information for technology because information has become the new currency, so to speak. And but you get like characters with that have different problems and issues, and again you can make your own, you can put in your own images and characters, so that's pretty sweet. I want to actually do a video on that. But the one thing I want to still say is I've been thinking of doing like a kind of a Steam roulette kind of game where we all take generate a random game, and then we play it, and whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If you have farmed it, it doesn't count. You have to actually played it. It doesn't matter if you. I won't stipulate a time of how much you have to play it, but just enough so you can make an opinion. You know.
Okay. The only thing I'm worried about that is just file size.
Okay.
And and finally, I've been waiting ages to actually talk about the game that I did for Steam Roulette last time, which was back in like episode whatever the hell it was. It was ages ago.
Yeah.
Was it Darwinia or Monty Winia? I've been waiting to talk about that for several episodes now.
Well, the thing is, this is not a regular podcast, and last time we kind of forgot. I think I did.
We're
list
very constipated as a podcast.
Did I?
You
did
know,
I?
On the whole.
Did I talk about the? Well, let's start with Multivinia. I haven't played it yet, but I had it in my game. So, what is that game like, Kaiser?
I didn't play much of it, honestly. It got a bit too complex for me. But it's a game that I want to learn, but I didn't have the time to learn it.
Right.
It's a game where you just control a tribe of people and, you know, help them evolve. You know, sort of like Black and White in a sense. It's just a god sim, but just of a different art style.
Right, right. Well,
It's like you just command these people to do stuff and whatnot. I didn't play it. It's been so long, I don't even have that good of opinion anymore.
It sounds like you're whining about that.
Well, you know, you don't have to do a full review, honestly. I was just thinking we'd talk about it, you know, and sometimes we can talk more about
it. But I like the art style, though. It's very stylish.
I remember I played a casino game, and I forgot even the name. It was some kind of, a sim game where you have to build a casino. And it was really detailed because, you know, you could...
Vegas, make it big.
Yeah, Vegas, make it big. And it wasn't a bad game. But it was like once I had my casino up, I didn't really want to manage it that much, you know. But it was kind of cool because you could build the casino and then you could see the little people walking around. And the casino itself, you could actually design the inside of where you wanted to put the tables and everything, and it was pretty cool that it was. But you could also load up like templates, like pre-made ones, because it was really detailed of like how much detail you wanted to put in, and you could even do different levels and shit. So it was pretty cool. There was different themes you could go with, but there was some theme. I think there an Egyptian theme was kind of missing. I think they had a Roman theme. I just went with the generic kind of casino kind of theme with like dice and stuff. But yeah, so it's not a bad little game, but I didn't really
I
get
mean,
into it, so.
that would actually be good if they had mods for that game, or like the pyramid and an Elvis themed one. And not to mention, a really great mod would be a Sonic the Hedgehog sort of casino themed one. You know,
Well,
like
for
the
that they would need a
casino levels.
workshop because officially they couldn't do it because they would have to pay a license, and with a little game like that, they wouldn't. I don't think it's worth it for them to buy the license, you know, because that's more of a niche genre, sim games. You know, I mean, there's quite a lot of people who enjoy sim games, but and it's definitely a market. But does it warrant like to get maybe a Sonic or Elvis license just to have them as a casino thing? But if it would be a workshop, if there would be a workshop, then hell, maybe we could even do it, you know.
The next casino from the next round.
There we go. There we go.
Play the 6 health of fury slot machine called Swing Away.
I love the first
And
machine is like right away swingle thieved.
here we go. How do I work this? Because it showed me every single game.
Oh, Steam Roulette.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how he's talking to us, but he's muted.
Okay, I have to play
I'm
Lava
back,
Mortis.
and I
I
said,
already played Lava Mortis, so I'm gonna spin the wheel again.
Lava Mortis I liked. What do you thought about Lava Mortis?
I enjoyed it greatly. That's what I have to say about that.
I actually,
It's a top-down shooter. You know,
it's
it's
in my
very similar to
intro.
many Flash games. Like, remember that SAS zombie game
Yes,
that we played? It's very similar to that.
but that does. Is it that? Because oh yeah, it's the SAS, the Flash game, right?
Yeah, the one that we played
Yeah,
online a few
it's
times.
very similar.
All right, this time, here's the official game that I'm going to have to be playing,
Okay.
Europa Universalis 4.
Okay. One little rule I want to put in there: if it's a story, more story-based game, and if you don't want to play the third game, I think then there's one of the things you can re-roll it. But with Europa Universalis, it's just always an update. So, okay,
Yeah,
let me see.
and I also have Crusader Kings 2, so I can, buy the DLC and import my character Universalis 4.
There we go. Let us log in.
Okay, for
But yeah,
me, when
that'll
I
be
do the
my
Steam
game.
Roulette, okay, for me, when I do Steam Roulette, I'm gonna exclude review titles because I'm gonna be playing for those anyway.
We'll be a little bit nicer with you, maybe, but if it's a game where you said I can never, because you have pretty slow internet, so
And not the
just roll it and
stupid
let's see what you
channel.
get.
I'm logging in right now, so so just play it breaks on. We never done that before, but
What did you just say?
he said play a breaks
Application
on.
error.
Oh, great. Play application error two. The
No.
erroring.
Kaiser, that happened to me before as well. Just go back to Steam Roulette, .net, and then sign in again. Because you will be signed in, but there's an error going to the next page to recognize that you're in. That's all.
Okay.
But yeah, for the first thing that I rolled, the Lava Mortis one, the only issue I had with that game was that it didn't feel like there was enough customization for like the guns and such, because it
Yeah, I
definitely
definitely.
felt it felt like many other of the Flash games that came out, but they did not include some of the modern things that make those games fun, which is being able to customize things, like
Yeah.
add new parts and such.
Lava Mortis, I will say, it's even in my intro for my review show. That is one of the earliest Steam games I bought and I played, and I want to give it another shot. I'm thinking of possibly reviewing it because I thought it was, I love the storyline, and I love the game is pretty cool because it has this roguelike element of the levels. Even the main quest levels are always randomly generated, but customization would have been cool. Yeah, definitely. One thing I also found like that after a while when I was like, oh yeah, application error for me too. Jeez. What is wrong with you, Steam Roulette? The one time we need you.
It knows it too. It's like, give me money. Give me all your money at the Gaber. Whoa! Real
Right.
song, by the way.
Maybe there is a new version, a new.
Guys, are you
Here we
listening
go.
to me at
Wait.
all? I told you, just go back to the website again,
Okay.
and you should be fine.
That's what I
I said
did.
that right when
Okay.
Kaiser happened. It happened to Kaiser.
You ready to hear my game?
Give me. Okay,
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
what's your game?
Oh, crime. I'm spinning the wheel to make the deal. And the game that I got is, I didn't even get a bloody game. Oh, what the hell? I got nothing! Yay, I'm free!
Nope, spin it again, Kaiser. The way it works, I'm surprised this is amazes me. I tried it for the first time and I already figured out how it works. You spin it once and it gathers all the games that are available based on the stipulations that you selected on the left-hand side. Whether it be single player, multiplayer, has a controller, all that stuff. Then you
Okay.
click spin again and you actually get your game.
Okay, I got it now. You gotta basically log in with your Steam account on your website, and then I would say just once you've done that.
Oh,
Ooh, did I have it
I actually got it.
now? Yes, let me play because that's how I talk. Okay, let me spin. I almost sound like somebody.
I actually got a game that I wanted to play.
Which one is it?
UFO Aftershock.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's going to be interesting. I'm spinning the wheel now. And I click to spin.
When it says, it says like mystic on the side there, like of all these things you click,
Yeah.
tr clicks, tick all the boxes there, and then it'll come up
Ah,
again.
geez. You see, when I used it back in the day, it was much simpler. You know what? We should do never played, and click out recently played. There we go. I'm just gonna click never played.
Okay, I'm gonna pick a game with trading cards and
Well, no,
whatever this lands on.
you shouldn't click on never played because you have a lot of games that you only
I
farmed.
did.
So,
No,
yeah.
I did get Never Played, and I got UFO Aftershock, which is good. I'm looking forward to that one. But now, what I was gonna say is, I'm gonna spin the wheel for trading cards, and whatever game it lands on, I'm gonna say fuck this game. It's terrible, even if it's good. Let's see, what do I get? I get 3 Stars of Destiny.
Okay.
That's genuinely not a good game.
Yeah. Okay, I don't understand why it's not.
It's an RPG Maker game,
That's
and
not what I don't understand. It's just like I have the spinning. It shows the animation. I'm clicking everything. And okay, I'm gonna try it.
I'll get to what I've been playing while Sean gets this all
Okay.
figured
Yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just one game, Kaiser. You already rolled your game. You got your game, right?
He's taught. Yeah, he got his game. He's talking about what he's been playing
Oh,
lately.
okay. Sorry. Then go ahead. Yeah.
Don't you understand?
Jeez, it's like no one's listening in this recording.
Yeah. How ironic. No one's listening to this recording anyway. Oh.
Oh, wine, wine.
I'm not whining, I'm just stating the facts. that was mean of me. Anyway, some of the games I've been playing recently, one is the Jimbo, which is the rabbit swordsman, which you probably know from Ninja Turtles if you ever.
Pause, restart that. you broke up horribly.
Yeah.
Fuck!
It's okay. No worries, man.
Are you sure or you're just not listening to me?
This is great.
As soon as I have something important to say, Skype wants to go blah, 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 blah. It's the internet police again.
Because the last 15 minutes, you had nothing important to say. I getcha.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I played the Usagi Yojimbo game that came out on Steam recently.
Okay, yeah.
And it's terrible. Well, first of all, the idea... If you don't know who Usagi Yojimbo is, he's a bunny rabbit swordsman who... You've probably seen him if you've watched any of the Ninja Turtle series.
Yeah.
Because he appeared in the 80s one, and he also appeared in the 2000s one.
Yeah, he was from his own series of comics that I think was made by Frank Miller. But I might be wrong.
It wasn't Frank Miller.
Or maybe, I don't know, somebody, so...
What was Stan Takai or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a beat 'em up game in sort of the style beat 'em up game like how Ninja Turtles was, but this style of beat 'em up is not really that fast paced, but more slower like the Final Fight games are. And your goal is you've got a magic mirror, like you found a magic mirror from a dying priest or something, because there's these demons that want the magic mirror, you know, to release stuff from this cave, and you just have to, you know, beat up all the demons with your sword.
Yeah.
It sounds like an idea that should have happened, though. No, it should have happened. It did happen. Oh, for fuck's sake. Early mornings, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds like a brilliant idea right off the bat, making a beat-em-up based on Usagi Yojimbo. But it's not really that good of a game. The battling system in this one is really broken. Because let's just say that when I swung my sword, I was facing towards the left of the screen, and I was hitting enemies on the far right of the screen, which are completely... behind me in the opposite direction, in the other end of the level. I was killing them just by swiping at the left side of the level. And not to mention other broken things is sometimes the enemies can spawn on top of the scenery, which makes it impossible to hit them with normal attacks. So you have to do a special attack, you know, to hit them. But you might as well just restart the level.
Right.
Yeah, and the animation in this game is terrible. It looks like cheap flash animation, like those cheap paper skeleton puppets you see at Halloween, like held together with the little cheap thumbtacks.
Right.
Yeah. You can read about it in greater detail in my review. Trust me, in my reviews I fuck up a lot less than what I do here in these talkative.
I don't know.
By the way, so I used a different Steam Roulette program and it told me to play Dota 2, so that's definitely gonna re-roll for that. Okay, now it says Amnesia: Should the Dark Descent, again a game I've played. So Day of Defeat? Okay, well, it's always games all that I have played. Star Wars Jedi Knight Mysteries of the Sith. Well, that's the expansion. That one, I played Jedi Knight. I haven't played Mysteries of the Sith. Since that's a sequel, I'll reroll again. Wildlife Park 3. Okay, that's what it's called. Like, Mysteries of the Sith, I would have probably enjoyed. But since, you know, that's a game I legitimately want to play, and I want to actually finish Jedi Knight before I get to Mysteries of the Sith. That's Wildlife Park 3. So, okay, we have the games here. Let's just say it quickly so I can save it for the next time. for the next round of podcasts, I guess. I don't know. Okay, Swingle, what game did you got?
Europa Universalis 4.
Okay. Salus 4. Kaiser?
UFO Afterlife.
Afterlife. Aftershock. Aftershock. I think I know you said Aftershock. I think that's the sequel, Aftershock, to that series.
That's no, as I said, did I say Afterlife or did I say Aftershock?
You said Aftershock.
If only we had this ability to listen later, you know what it was. It's UFO after blank. There we go.
After
blank. Yeah, you can fill it in next recording.
All the UFO games I have, because all the UFO games are called UFO Afterlight, UFO Aftermath, UFO Aftershock.
Okay, Kaiser, we're flying through an ion storm here in the next round spaceship, so your voice just got garbled.
Fuck.
It's okay, it's not working again. No, it's cool. The iron storm has over planet Australia has passed. So.
As I was saying, the thing that's confusing about the UFO games is they're called Afterlight, Aftermath, and Aftershock.
Yeah. Well,
I'll just listen to the recording.
I think I'm pretty sure, Kaiser, I'm very sure it's Aftershock that you said. I remember it, so.
Hang on,
you know what? It doesn't matter, Kaiser. It's one of the after blank, as Swingle says. I can check it later. So one of the.
Nope, it was definitely Afterlife that I mentioned.
Okay, then Afterlife.
Light, not life.
You're the one who's fucking up how to pronounce shit, Kaiser. Okay,
I
don't give him crap for it.
I remember Kaiser that you said Aftershock. Now it's Afterlife. Doesn't matter. After something. There we go.
It's UFO something.
There we go.
So I just had a little inspiration. I don't know. I want to run it by you guys here live just to see. We could do this like every game, podcast, but I want to try something. And that might be kind of impossible to do, but I want to try it. That we could do kind of try to do a story and then like a little audio play with the three games. I don't know how that would work, but we could maybe try. I don't know. What do you guys think? That's a stupid idea? We should nix
it
to butt?
It's not a bad idea, but it just requires so much effort.
Yeah.
Well, we could at least try. I don't know. What do you think, Swingle?
In terms of seriousness, my only issue is Kaiser's internet fucking up too much when we try to do serious business audio play.
Well, what we could do, there's a solution that Kaiser records it at home on his computer, and like we do the lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he does his lines separately.
Oh, that's what we'll do in the begin. I thought that's what we'll do in the begin with.
Yeah. So that was if you record your lines separately, Kaiser, and you follow the script, then there shouldn't be a problem. So we can try it. It's just an idea. So let's move on. What else has been going on in the next round verse?
Hey, I still got more guys I want to talk about.
Well, there we go. Let's continue with that. The Kaiser. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the Kaiser Report. Back to the Kaiser.
I've also been playing a game called On a Roll 3D, which is a game where you play a little bouncy ball with eyes. More ball talk.
You're playing with balls, Kaiser.
Yeah, it's a platformer game that's sort of takes inspiration from platformers from the 90s.
Right.
It actually does look like a PlayStation game. Like, it purposely looks like that. I was looking at this game, I was expecting it to be complete shovelware. But it's actually a really well put together game. The levels were actually really fun. The game mechanics were actually really fun. It's just this is definitely a game we just don't judge by its cover because the graphics aren't really that great. It's like the levels are very Sonic the Hedgehog-ish. Heck, if you look at all the names of the stages, like Marble Palace or something like that, like they're all very Sonic the Hedgehog sort of inspired sort of levels. It's like they're just like each level does get harder as you get along, and it's actually fun. It's like it doesn't get too hard. There was one point in the game where I was frustrated, though, and
that's what she said. It doesn't get too hard.
We're talking about balls here, Sean, not penises. So we're going balls deep. the only problem I had was with one of the bosses. That's the thing about this game. The bosses, when you figure out how to beat them, they're very
off.
Easy to do. Let me talk.
see how bad it is, Kaiser. See how bad it is. I'm getting a beer. I'll be right back.
Crying out loud. I swear that guy's on dope. The bosses.
Continue.
They all have their unique patterns as bosses typically do. Actually, the bosses in this game remind me of Donkey Kong Country in a sense.
Fascinating.
It's like the burdens of just the standard enemies, but the thing is the boss patterns aren't that obvious at first. You won't figure out some of them until like after a few lives, but when you do, they're very easy. The music is a little generic, but it actually does work really well with what they're trying to do with the game.
Okay.
This is actually one of the games that I got that actually did get all the achievements to, because I enjoyed it that much. This is one of those games where you just, try to beat everything in like a day. Although it is going to be a good day when you play that game.
I bet it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Other games I've been playing, so when Sean comes back and he listens to us talking about a different game, he'll be confused. So if he comes back, we'll just say we're still talking about that bowl game.
Yeah, still talking about dicks.
Dicks and balls. I've been playing a game called Zombia. It's a game where you play like a drunken.
Now it's called Zombier, not Zombiera.
Yeah.
No, Kaiser, you are hella slurring your words. Like, to the point where some of it doesn't even make sense. Like, I wrote in the Skype chat where it was, oh, a ballet dancer swordsman when you were talking about Yojimbo, because that's what I heard when you said it.
Don't make fun of my accent.
What's up?
No, it's not really an accent. It's just more like like the Jack Daniels right next to your hand in the in your avatar makes perfect sense. Like that's the level of slurring that's going on.
Oh man!
See, he does a better roast than what you do, Sean.
I never said I'm good at roasting. I'm gonna roast some beans right now here. So.
Ooh, I love it.
But anyway, in this game, you play like a drunken frat boy who,
where did we got here? I was gone getting beer. Drunken frat boy? Are you talking about Retro Kaiser the game?
We're talking about Zombier.
That one. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You play as a drunken frat boy with a big zombie bar. You wake up in a bar, you got a big bite on your arm, and you got a dildo in your other hand.
That sounds like Retro Kaiser the game to me.
And you get an angry text message from your girlfriend who's jealous that you were hanging out with someone dressed as a zombie cheerleader, which of course turns out to be an actual zombie cheerleader. And she ditched you to go to a party at I'm just going to call him the dean because I can't remember his name, like the dean's office. Then when you actually leave the bar, you get a text message saying that how the dean bit her on the butt, and you have to go rescue her. That I'm not joking. And you have to sort of battle your way through like hordes of zombies to try to rescue your girlfriend. But the twist is, you're slowly and turning into a zombie. How do you battle a zombie infection? By drinking loads and loads of alcohol.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm starting fighting the zombie infection. Cheers.
Like, I can see where they were going with this and actually do like this concept, but there is a big problem with this, in this game at least, so far, and that is there's so many periods in this game where you're just going around empty hallways doing nothing that it feels quite daunting, taking a drink of beer every like 15 seconds if you want to explore. Although the game does recover very well towards the end, though.
Do you get like do you have any kind of blurry vision or something when you're drunk?
Well, when you've got a bar that tells you your balance of like if you're like drunkenness and zombiness.
Okay.
When you turn drunk, I was actually disappointed about that because when you actually drink too much, you just die of alcohol poisoning. But when you're actually near a zombie, you actually do transform into a zombie and walk around as a zombie for a while. I was like, they couldn't put a filter on for you if you drunk too much, I get.
I found it cool. That's the only thing I liked about Fable. Fable had the best drunk mechanics because it actually like they actually the effects that they used, to warp kind of your vision, even though it's third person, you actually start seeing kind of a tunnel vision and everything gets more blurry, and eventually you actually puke and then you actually sober a bit up, and I think, wow, that's the only thing you got right in this game pretty much. I mean, it wasn't a horrible game. It just felt like shitty Morrowind, where I wish that they could have gotten the drunk mechanic
So
from.
it felt like Morrowind of a different kind. Morrow Breaking
More like Breaking Wind. You can break wind in Fable 2 for some reason.
Wind. I know, my brother, when he plays Fable, all he does is when women give him love letters, all he does is just lifts off his legs and farts
Just like in real life,
runs off.
See, that's the thing about Fable. My biggest issue with Fable is was you couldn't choose different races. Okay, so it's all human world. That's okay. But you couldn't even, I mean, I guess that was the story setup, I guess. I don't know. I only played the first one. The second one was a Xbox 360 exclusive. And I haven't heard too many good things about the second and third one, so I'm not really curious about playing them anyway. Oh.
But anyway, that's all the games I'm going to talk about now because I can go on for way too long about the games I've been playing. And honestly, just read my reviews. I do a better job than those.
Shameless self-promotion, but definitely check out the Kaiser reviews on the Next Round and Mondo Coolcast. And whenever you
Don't
post
forget to
something on,
donate.
do you still post anything on It's Tale Time?
I have. I when was Last time I posted something on this Tale Time was one of my Let's Plays, I believe.
Yeah, check out Kaiser's Let's Plays too.
All right, next thing that's on the docket is the 10th recording of Down with D&D will be out. I just got done finishing all the blooper reel segments because we like to put that near the end of the recording. That's the podcast that's dedicated to D&D 5th edition. And we don't say we hate it. We're saying that we are down with it. You dig? That's the catchphrase I like to use. Anyways,
Yep, that joke never gets old.
it really does not get old. Because, I mean, quite literally, the first like two attempts that we said, like, "Hey, what do you guys think about this title for the podcast name?" And then we got the most super serious like people who are thinking about like marketing standpoint. And they were like, it sounds like you're being negative about it. And it's like, no, I get the reference to the 90s hip hop sensation, Naughty by Nature.
Yep, naughty by nature. They're huge.
Like I said, like I get the reference, but I think the audience is too young to understand that. It's like what?
Most people,
no,
I mean,
they know.
You have to be huge. Well, no, you know what? They usually would know, and even if they don't, I think it's kind of sounds cool in general.
Well, fellow Beastians, you know exactly what this sound means. It means we had technical issues, and that means that this episode is basically over. We still did some recording where we talked about stuff, I believe, but I can't find the rest of the recording. So we will end here. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Next Round podcast, and I want to thank again Alex Swingle and Retro Kaiser for being co-hosts on the Next Round podcast. And yeah, this is basically it. And I will put in some music and for Death Mug of Doom.